Chapter 4. The Sky Above the Ruins. Major Luke Ghost Valentine felt the seat of his F-35 vibrating in a way that was far from mechanical. The turbines were screaming at full throttle, yet an unnatural silence reigned inside the cockpit. Delta 1 to command. We are approaching the target zone. I see the thermal mass, but something is wrong. From his position at 3,000 feet, the city was no longer the concrete jungle he knew. The working-class neighborhoods of the northern suburbs were not plunged into the darkness of the blackout, instead, they pulsed with a milky fluorescence. It looked as if the earth itself were exuding a luminous mist. Delta 1, proceed with interdiction, General Vance's voice crackled over the radio. The alien weapon is infecting the population. Drop the thermal payloads. Now. Luke placed his finger on the trigger. The targeting system on his helmet should have locked onto the apartment buildings, but the sensors went haywire. Instead of the red targeting cross, images appeared on the visor's glass. They weren't military data. They were memories. Luke saw his daughter running through a meadow, he smelled fresh bread, he felt the peaceful sensation of a summer afternoon from 20 years ago. The alien curse was penetrating the jet systems, transforming a killing machine into a projector of pure consciousness. Command, I don't see the target. I see, myself, Luke whispered, as tears began to streak down his face beneath the oxygen mask. Delta 1, execute orders or you will be shot down by anti-aircraft fire. At that moment, Tiber locked in the armored cell directly beneath Vance's command felt the metal of the walls begin to sing. It wasn't a metaphor. The steel molecules, struck by the alien frequency, were losing their rigidity. The cell door didn't open, it simply melted, transforming into a cascade of silver dust. Tiber stepped out into the corridor. The guards were on the ground, but not dead. They were asleep, their faces relaxed in an expression of relief they had never known in their lives. Tiber walked toward the operations room. He knew he had to stop the man in the shadows. Reaching the door of the command center, Tiber did not knock. The door crumbled as he passed through. Vance was there, his hand hovering over the remote self-destruct command for the jets. The man in the shadows, however, was frantically trying to burn paper documents, the last thing the signal couldn't yet erase. "It's over," Tiber said. His tone was not one of defiance, but of absolute calm. You cannot burn the truth. The light doesn't travel through wires, it travels through us. The man in the shadows looked up, his eyes filled with an ancient hatred. You don't understand. Without us, you are animals. Without dead, you have no purpose. We have life, Tiber replied. In that moment, above their heads, Major Luke Valentine made a decision. Instead of pulling the trigger, he pulled the ejection lever. His plane, now pilotless, did not fall to the ground to explode. As it plunged toward the northern suburbs, the fighter jet was enveloped by the luminous mist. Instead of crashing, it transformed into a rain of metallic petals that shimmered in the sky like falling stars. The system had collapsed. Not with a bang, but with a sigh of relief.